I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. You're listening to Local FM. Welcome our listeners, VOBB, Voice of Bombay, Newfoundland, and Caper Radio in Sydney, and CKXU in Lethbridge. I do appreciate you tuning in. I got a great lineup of songs all ready to go for you. We're going to start off with something from Alanna Miles from her record released in 2014 called 85 Beats Per Minute or 85 BPM, Prime of My Life. Alanna Miles here on Ear Candy.
Got a pension plan and your name's on the insurance. and you can drive another woman's car. A kind of glamour you can lend yourself, like dark sunglasses. And you'll remember how good it tasted inside the ruling classes, wasted behind your dark sunglasses. For charities and such, like a debutante from days gone by. Shaving where a tie isn't sacrificing much. You lucky guy, you can still get high. A yes sir, no sir, Sunday will be there. You only have to please that lady. Think anything you like, but be careful what you say. For another warm night, another dry day. A kind of glamour you can lend yourself, like dark sunglasses. You'll remember how good it tasted, the ruling classes wasted behind your dark sunglasses.
Yeah.
You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark. We just heard Second Chance by Peter, Bjorn, and John. You might be familiar with that song if you're fans of the show. Well, I wanted to say Brokeback Girls. That'd be a different show, but I think it's called Two Broke Girls, a comedy on television. That's their theme song. It's actually off their record Gimme Some, released back in 2011. And the reason I played that one is because the track before that, Dark Sunglasses, coming from Chrissy Hynde, was a collaboration with one of the members of Peter, Bjorn, and John, I think Bjorn, her first solo record called Stockholm, because she had to travel to Sweden to work with her fellow musician. And the two songs share a sonic similarity, very angular percussion, a sort of characteristic of the production style of Peter, Bjorn, and John. And we got things started with 85 BPM track Prime of My Life by Alana Miles. You might have wondered whatever happened to her. She had her 15 minutes. Well, it was more like an hour and 15 minutes of fame back in the 80s, Black Velvet. Everyone remembers that song. And I didn't know what to match her song up with, just because Alana Miles has such a distinctive sound. I mean, it's very polished, it's very good, but it doesn't really sound like anyone else. And that's actually a compliment. That's something I actually enjoy. But you may not have known that she's still making music and making good music. So we'll feature a couple of tracks from her on the show. Blur reformed and released a record last year being 2015, called The Magic Whip. Kind of a very odd looking album cover, if you want to call it an album cover, CD cover, imagery. Made in Hong Kong, made in a totally nondescript hole in the wall studio. I mean, not a lot of space. And almost never came to fruition, just for lack of impetus or something. But they made a really good record. I think time will show that The Magic Whip is one of Blur's better efforts. So we're going to get things going here with a track from The Magic Whip. I don't have no idea what that even stands for. The album cover actually featured like a neon ice cream cone. Tell me what that means. I have no idea. And it doesn't matter that much. This one is called Lonesome Street, here on Ear Candy.
Talk on your ass all night. You wanna be there. Stay inside the tarmac, ride to the left. Point the floor, I wouldn't just go there. Cracks inside the tarmac.
it's okay. At least I've got options. All the things you'll see. And the places you'll go.
I stayed in school this long, but still no one will tell me why. They figured who would know better than I. I know I'm a conformer, but I'm sure it doesn't matter. My new friends are all adults, and my old friends all have scattered. When you find your
that was Sloan, Canada's own Sloan from Halifax, originally going to count them in the home column since we're broadcasting out of CFMH here in the port city of St. John on the campus of the University of New Brunswick here in St. John. And that one was called Autobiography. Before that, we heard Gomez with Options. Gomez, originally a UK band. I'm not even sure if they're still active or not. And that was off their last record. I forget what the name was. Options, anyway, was a single. And Blur, Lonesome Street, off of Magic Whip. You know, if you ever don't catch what the song is, or don't remember, or I mumbled, or hummed and hawed, or got distracted, went off on a tangent, all these things that regular listeners of Ear Candy know I do, just go to Ear Candy Facebook, put in CFMH or Mark O'Connor. You'll find the Facebook page easy enough. And I always post the playlists right there. So you don't have to remember them. You just have to remember to go to Ear Candy Facebook. That's simple. Pretty easy, right? Yeah, I love that Sloan song, Autobiography. It's funny, you know, because I'm so obsessed with music and I put the show together and whatnot. That one got singled out as a poor song. I don't see it. I don't understand why the reviewer would say something like that. I think it's one of their better tunes. It's from their record One Chord to Another. Very good with album titles. I might have mentioned that on the program before. R. Sloan. All right. New songs coming up. I'm going to include in this next set a song from The Pretenders. Now, at the beginning of the program, we played Dark Sunglasses, a track off of Chrissy Hynde's solo record Stockholm, just because it's a good song, but also paired it up with Second Chance by Peter Bjorn and John, just to show you the production style, since Chrissy Hynde collaborated with Bjorn of Peter Bjorn and John in Stockholm, hence the album title. But the two tracks have this very angular percussion, very distinctive production sound. And there's irony in the fact that it was a Chrissy Hynde solo record, because she made the point that of all the records she's ever made, that one was by far the most collaborative. It was really a collaborative effort with Bjorn. And in The Pretenders, and there's been times when she's been the only constant member. One member, the original guitarist, died of heart failure a long time ago. Yeah, the bassist was fired and then also met an untimely end. And the drummer has been in and out. Anyway, if you listen to Pretenders records, and I like The Pretenders, you'll notice a very consistent, singular vision. So I don't think it was just loose talk on the part of Chrissy Hynde that Stockholm was a collaborative effort and The Pretenders records weren't, because you would think the group record, The Pretenders, would be more input by group members. But in fact, I think if you just listen to the music, you can see that what she's saying is quite right, which is The Pretenders records, very consistent musical sensibility, production style, vision, and her solo record, quite different, more pop, I'll put it that way. That's just part of it, though. All right, so that'll be the final song of this next upcoming set. Before we get to that, we're going to have a couple of more famous groups on. This one here is from Let It Be. This is The Beatles here on Ear Candy.
I've got a feeling deep inside. Oh yeah. I can't hide, oh no, no. Oh no! Oh no!
There was a red brick road that I grew up on, and a pretty stone wall around a fragrant lawn. Fish in the pond, that sparkle in the dawn, but it ain't no more, it's all gone, gone, gone. Whoa, ram it, cram it, a grit slam it, break the concrete. Prod it, sod it, metal rod it, break the concrete. Thwack it, crack it, line back it, break the concrete. Shake it, bake it. Earthquake, break up the concrete, break up the concrete, break up the concrete.
Deck, 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 deck.
And the devil over there right next to the tracks, and the slaves put down all breaking their backs.
But those Texans knew no one would ever get into a carriage
or anything that might lead to an interracial marriage.
Whoa, ram it, cram it, a grand slam, break up the concrete. Prod it, sod it, metal rod it, break up the concrete. Whack it, crack it, line back it, break up the concrete. Shake it, bake it, earthquake it, break up the concrete, break up the concrete, break up the concrete.
Deck, 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 deck.
Cause that's just a lie. And don't even try to come up with an excuse why.
We were so busy worrying about them dropping the bomb,
we did
didn't notice where our enemy was really coming from.
Hey, boys, come on, let's do it!
Ran, crammed, grit, slab, break up the concrete. Brought it, sodded, metal, rotted, break up the concrete. Shake it, bake it. Back here and raid it. Break up the concrete. Break up the concrete. Break up the concrete. Break up the concrete.
Yeah, that's the Pretenders and Break Up the Concrete here on Ear Candy. And listen to this. That sounded a bit familiar. That's Bo Diddley doing Hey Bo Diddley. And if that sounds exactly like the beat that Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders were just using in Break Up the Concrete, you're right. Very famous rock and roll beat. You probably already know all that. But and Bo Diddley kind of had a weird guitar when he first made that beat. It was like a square-looking guitar. A very singular kind of instrument, I would say. And I think what's most interesting about it is that every song he ever had just had that beat in it. He found a good thing, he found it early, and he rode that all the way through to the end of his life when he was still touring. And Chrissy Hynde, I'm listening to the lyrics of Break Up the Concrete, and they're very syncopatic. She's not really saying anything in the song, she's just finding sounds, patterns of sounds that go together very well. Very much in the spirit of early rock and roll. Just a fun song that you can shake your thing to. And I think that's why I followed it after Shaken All Over, the Guess Who, featuring Chad Allen on vocals. A hit for them half a century ago. A long, long time ago. And my wife said, "Who is that?" I said, "The Guess Who." "Oh, I never would have guessed that." Isn't that funny? If I had said, "Guess who this is?" She would never have guessed the Guess Who. Just saying. My warped sense of humor. And we got the thing started with I've Got a Feeling by the Beatles off of Let It Be. Paul and John melding together two different songs and making it sound great. McCartney added that to his live set a number of years ago. I don't think it's in it anymore, but for several years that was a real treat for fans because, as you know, the Beatles didn't tour after 66 and never performed that one live, not even on the rooftop. So, that was that set. We're going to play something. We're going to change direction here radically. Going to move into something, it's hard to describe. The featured artist, the one song I really want you to hear here is a track called Suicide Winder by Canadian Ridley Bent off a record called Blam, all capital records, BLAM, Blam, right between your forehead, right? And he's a country artist these days, and there was always a strong country element in his music, but that first record he did something really unique, and he put a lot of metro urban sounds, hip-hop sounds in this country record of his, created something very unique. And some music journalists, because music journalists have to have something, some hook to hang things on, called it hick-hop. And Ridley said he didn't make that term up, but he readily embraced it. Though in his very next record he went completely country, straight country, and has been ever since. And he writes very interesting songs in that genre. I'm not suggesting he doesn't, but he knew that to create an audience, to make your own genre up, hard hoeing, right? That's a hard road to walk. So he only made the one hick hop record, and this is the best song on it, and it's one of the best songs ever written by a Canadian. It's up there with The Guess Who and Gordon Lightfoot and April Wine and whoever you want to trot out. And I'm not just blowing smoke. You listen to how clever the lyrics are, and how interesting the music is, and you'll see. Before we play that one, though, we're going to play something in the same vein. You would think there would be no more hip-hop records, but there's actually a couple. One by Blitz and Trapper, their record 7, VII, Roman numerals, I would say is in that genre. I could play a lot of tracks from that record and it would fit right in here. In fact, I'm not sure why I didn't do that, probably because I'm only thinking of this now. But there's also this other record that I've never forgotten by Sage Francis, and he recruits Jolie Holland, who first came to fame as sort of a semi-member of the Be Good Tanyas, a very famous Canadian folk group led by Frazee Ford. Well, it was a group, but Frazee Ford's voice as the vocalist was the most distinctive aspect of their music. Anyway, she didn't really fit in with that group. She went on her own, does an Americana thing. And we got Sage Francis, who is really a hip-hop artist, and you blend the genres again. Some more hip-hop. So we're going to start off with that track, which is called Got Up This Morning, followed by Suicide Winder, and see if you're still with me when all the smoke is cleared. So this is Sage Francis with Jolie Holland here on Ear Candy. And the track is called Got Up This Morning.
It's not that what we're doing is wrong. Let's try to keep this here secret between me, you, and this song. Menage a trois that sings to me sinfully, and God plays along, plays along, plays along.
What you want with a woman who won't do what she said?
I was sweet on her, she was sweet on Jesus. And we slept with a blanket barrier between us. Master of a craft that had her laughing like hyenas. When I asked her if she'd marry an elitist. Staggering genius in lace with the grace of a drunken monk. The mask isn't seamless cause her face says something sucked. But I don't dare ask her, I just listen. Switching to my good ear and adjusting my position. As she discussed Ginsburg, I listen and learn. As she disperses words, I just resisted the urge to do like he would, whatever he wanted. If she allowed me to, she dangled that carrot. And then ask me, what would Bukowski do? Don't go there. He'd make you his mom and then completely lie about it in a book later on. When she whispered something French in my ear, tension was there. When I responded in English, it sounded less sincere. The sex in the air couldn't be left alone. So welcome to the Terror Dome, a bedroom full of pheromones, where nothing that we say is set in stone. If I thought it was for posterity, I'd already be writing better poems. But I'm talking in extremes, best this and best that. Best not regret anything that ever gets said to this hellcat. Creeping on all fours, ready for combat. With secretive wars, sneaking the claws in our contract. Bending every which way but loose, with no proof that anything that we've suggested to this day is the whole truth. Was a medical slow dance. Said my advance was sexual. Held my genitals with cold hands. Set up the coke cans. Broke out the Red Rider. And one by one I tried to knock down everything that's dead inside her. She used to treat street dividers like a balance beam. Arms spread wider than the legs in her dad's magazine. Reenacting the pages that she could trap between. I used it for kindling and then spilled the gasoline. Now I'm your water boy. I fetch it from your cheeks just like tennis balls. Smell the stench of your weakness on the bedroom walls. Somebody careless, let them vaporize. Who let these fall to the floor from your poor vacant eyes? Disintegrate, disintegrate, first impression. But I work better on page, they say words of my profession. Let me spell it out in simple language, plain English. I want your suicide to be a book of mine that I never finish.
Bar next to me, and it served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective. and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming. Gotta be incognito, and I'm in disguise as one of the bad guys with a sweet ride. Yeah, the desert sky was blood red, and she held on tight as we sped through the valley of the dead vultures into an underworld subculture. Neon lights and cockfights, cutthroats and lowlifes, prostitutes in red leather boots giving me the eye as we glide up to the suicide winder saloon, where this goon with a mouth full of chew says, who the f*** are you? I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar swinging demon, yeah. Mary Jane's addiction was cocaine and Pulp Fiction. And when you're itching for a fix, and this is the place that you come to get some, she leads me to the back where I find the kingpin drinking Jack and coke and playing poker with a couple of dope smoking jokers. She said, take a hit off the bong, brother, and I don't want to blow my cover, so I have a little hoot, and it sends me through the roof. But I'm as high as the sky. I hear someone say, where'd you find this guy, Angel? Is he FBI, local swine, or Texas Ranger? I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar swinging demon. Well, I know that they know that I know that they know I'm full of shit, and they all take out their Tommy guns and attempt to riddle me with bullets, but I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape, I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marijuana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley, and in custom paint on the gas tank it says rock hard, ride free. When I'm chilling and in bed when I'm dreaming, I'm a guitar slinging demon, yeah.
first look, but I'd rather be your last. Play with my heart, girl, I'm sick and tired of living in the past. Frustrated, girl, I'm tired of not being your man. Oh, give me a break, girl, I'm tired of not being your man. Here comes the shaker, take off the makeup. Hey, each day I wake up, I'm tired of not being your man. Being your man. I'm tired of not being your man. Being your man.
David R. Elliott, maritime artist David R. Elliott from St. John originally, and off his record Sunshine. And before that, we heard two of the more unique songs that are ever going to share your headspace with you. We heard Suicide Winder by Ridley Bent, Canadian Ridley Bent, and Got Up This Morning by Sage Francis and Julie Holland. Do tune in next week for more ear candy. Sweet sounds for your ears. Gonna leave you with one from Jen Grant off of Compostela. This one is called Spades.
Every time you go away, way, 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 way. Every time you go away, way, 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 way. All by yourself, you'll be alright if you can get by tomorrow. I can't keep alive. You're looking fine, just stay up all night. I'm sending you all the northern lights in the sky. I'll get to you one day. I'll get to you in space. I'll get to you one day. I'll get to you in space. Tell me how.
Sleight of hand, tricks and trades. Day after day, today, today. Never ending day after day, today, today. Never ending.
I'll get to you one day.
Deed, deed, deed.
I'll get to you in space.
Goes and goes and goes.
I'll get to you one day.
Deed, deed, deed.
I'll get to you. Every time you think you stay, 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 stay. Every time you think you stay, 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 stay. Turn up the headlight in the dark if it's just you on the highway, and get as far from the start. I'm saving lives, I'm keeping time, just keep. And you all for my mind makes for a long, long day. I'll get to you one day. I'll get to you.
every time you go way, 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 way.